fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 20th day of February. Well, as I said, first hour in my prepper tip, this hour is the hour when my 35-year search for a particular thing has ended. We're going to be talking about something I first used in Special Forces, U.S. Army Special Forces. They're called one-time pads. And joining us for this conversation is my friend Tim Spencer. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, John. How are we doing today, buddy?
This winter has been incredibly mild, and we're looking forward to what might be called late spring day, not even early spring, temperatures in the mid-70s. Yes.
Yeah, I was absolutely out looking at trees and all yesterday. All the buds are coming out, you know. Spring has definitely sprung, no question about it.
Absolutely. Well, you and I had a private conversation last night about the one-time pads, and you were telling me how you didn't use them on one hand. On the other, you had a high enough security clearance to even touch these things or be in the same room with him, didn't you?
Right. Well, what we would do is before submarines would go to sea, and I'm assuming what I'm saying now is not classified. This is 35 years ago. But we would take, squadron operations, the boat would be given X number of set of these one-time pads, and the mates to them were kept in operations in a certain drawer for that boat. And that way they could actually be used, you know, between a unit at sea and a unit, you know, in port. Where we were in port.
Right.
So that's my only contact with them, really.
Well, when I was in Special Forces, I was the intelligence NCO on an A-team. We had one-time pads, and our commo guys were the guys that used the one-time pads. But we're all together in close proximity, and I see them making use of these one-time pads to communicate back and forth with another member of the team or a different team. And I was fascinated by these. They were simple. They were basically 4x6-inch sheets of paper that had holes punched in the top for an AQ fastener.
Right.
And you could put them in a Ziploc bag, or preferably two Ziploc bags. Put them in your cargo pants pocket or the pocket of your field jacket, where they'd be secure. No batteries, no electricity, no transistors, resistors, or diodes.
Right.
You could drop it a concrete block on it. It wouldn't hurt it. I mean, you know, just basically right. A pad of paper is all they were. Mm-hmm. So all these years, I've been searching for a way to recreate these one-time pads, and now I inadvertently stumbled upon it. I sent you the websites, and one is the device to recreate these pads is $8.95 plus tax and shipping, so that comes out to what? I'm clicking on it here. How much money these folks want at Prudent Supply? Looks like $9.95. $9.95. Now, if you haven't done it yet, Tim, we need a link on my links page for these people at Prudent Supply, so okay. People can get these things. And I believe they may need to go to eBay and get the 10-sided dice set, which you can get for less than $10 also. Then, other than the paper and the hole punch and the fasteners, you pretty much have everything you need, don't you?
Yeah, you would. Yeah. Now, that 10-sided die set is smart, in my opinion. We used to use regular dice, you know.
Right.
But that I like the idea of the 10-sided one. And people probably don't have a clue what we're talking about, John. You know it?
No, they don't. And 24 hours ago, I didn't either. It's a set of dice. That every time there's 10 of them, and every time you roll them, you get 10 random numbers. Which and the whole purpose here's the purpose of the whole exercise with the 10-sided dice is to generate random numbers,
mm-hmm.
and it will do that. I don't know what the odds are of having two consecutive numbers with 10 sides of these dice, but I'd say it's pretty phenomenally low. So the combination of the two, the one-time pad coating tool for $10, shipping included, and just looking at, and I'll check and see if I ordered mine or not, I'll double check on that. I order so many things that I sometimes have to go back and recheck to see what's been done and what hasn't been done. But if mine has not been ordered, it will be ordered before 1700 hours today, the end of the business day. It looks like a simple piece of probably laminated paper or plastic that you can spin to make it operate. Maybe two or three different sheets. I'm not really sure from the way the thing's set up generate the numbers and letters you need for your one-time pad, correct?
Right, yeah.
So the ones that we used had four letters representing one letter. So it's a bit burdensome, and you don't get into lengthy messages when you're doing this thing, you simply don't because of the time consumed. But you can get a simple 8 or 10 or 20 word message, as the case may be, to communicate what needs to be communicated with no flowery words or descriptive adjectives, and get that message out either on paper or by radio or whatever the means of communication is. It doesn't matter what the means of communication is, does it, Tim?
No, it doesn't. See, that's the reason we'd send them on a submarine along with the squadron keeping the mates, because, you see, you know, with the information in that one-time pad, you know, the coded information can be literally transmitted in the clear.
It can be.
You know, and it wouldn't hurt a thing.
Beauty. So you're transmitting your messages. Let's say it's a Red Dawn situation, and the communist Chinese are intercepting the message. And they're very bright people there. They have their intelligence section, and they intercept this message, and it will make no sense to them, and it can't be broken, can it?
Not to my knowledge. Everybody I read, I did do some reading on this yesterday just to bring myself up to speed. But apparently some of the world-renowned cryptographers, you know, flat out put it in writing, this cannot be broken.
Right, right. And here's what you do. Right. So you have, say, I'm on one end, Tim Spencer's on the other. So I use my one-time pad, and you'll understand why why it's called what it's called. I use my specific sheet for my one-time message to go to Tim. When Tim receives the message, he uses the exact duplicate one-time sheet to decrypt it. So I encrypt it on my end using the one-time sheet. He decrypts it on his end using the one-time sheet. Then both of us tear them off and burn them, don't we?
Correct. You know, and there's something else that's wonderful about these one-time pads is that the source of the message transmitted can never be in doubt. You see what I'm
That's
saying?
Right. That's right. That's right.
That, you know, I don't know about when your ball games, but with ours, that was very important.
Well,
you know,
it is
verifying the source.
Authenticate,
right.
You might go through a simple authentication anyway, just to make sure you're not wasting time and battery power. But yes, you know for a fact when you get a message from a one-time pad from one of your associates that it's from one of your people and not from the enemy.
Correct. Yeah.
And of course,
hugely important.
Yeah, you don't make a bunch of these. You make enough just to meet your needs. And if a pad gets compromised and is captured by the enemy, you simply destroy the corresponding one-time pad, don't you?
That's it. Don't have to worry about anything else.
Now, the ones that we used were about, I'd say 3/4 inch thick. I'm not sure how many sheets of paper that would be. Probably, I'm going to guess around maybe 125, maybe 200 pages thick, which may sound like a lot, but it's not really a lot, is it, Tim?
No, it's not. It's not. The ones we used, now remember, this was 35 years ago, and my memory's a little fuzzy, but if I remember correctly, the ones we used were about the size of one of those steno pads with the wire on top, but these didn't have the wire on top. If I remember correctly, they were about that size. I remember they were bright yellow, the outside covers.
Well, ours had a more subdued color because they were meant for use in the field and special forces. Two-hole punch, about 4 by 6 inches, with an ACO fastener at the top, those metal prongs with little sliding devices to hold it together. A common office supply store equipment. Baling twine or parachute cord could be used to bind these just as easily, couldn't it?
Oh, sure, absolutely, John.
No reason why not. Just anything to hold together, it wouldn't matter. A couple of nails bent over would hold it together. It doesn't matter what it was, shoestring.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever works. And all you need, of course, is the one-time pad coating tool, the 10-sided dice to generate your random numbers, and of course some time to put them together. And it would be time consuming to do so on one hand. On the other, you'd be doing this when you have no choice. It'd be a matter of life and death to have secure communications, right, Tim?
Oh yeah, it would be. I mean, if you're going to go to this kind of problem, you can believe it's necessary.
I made a comment on the air, I believe last week, possibly the week before, that war with communist China between the communist China and the United States is inevitable. And I do feel that's a true statement. How about you, sir?
I do. Unfortunately, I do. The question in my mind is not if we're going to war or even when, because the when makes no difference, but how extensive it will be. You know, that's my big question. Will it be fought there with naval forces just in the South China Sea, or are we going to be blowing up each other's cities? You know, that's my main question.
You need to look at what the goal is of international communism. First of all, they want to, and the Chinese in general, they want to dominate the world politically, economically, socially, militarily.
Right.
And when it comes to the United States, they want to what the real goal here, other than dominating the country and preventing us from retaliating, is between the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachians, the most productive agricultural real estate on the planet.
So right.
The cities themselves are pretty much an aggravation or anything else, full of things
right.
that they don't, full of things they don't need. If the cities were done away with and the people that live in them, they could care less. What's important is critical infrastructure, which would be the interstate highway system, the railroads, the system of locks and dams built by the Army Corps of Engineers, the farmland
right.
itself, of course, electric power generating plants, nuclear power generating plants, which would be hydroelectric, coal, and so forth. Critical infrastructure they'd want to maintain.
I agree with that.
The goal would be to capture what they need to have the agricultural segment of our economy be able to continue to produce the products they produce, while at the same time subduing and destroying the U.S. military, compromising it. The cities, like I say, they don't really care about the cities. These are people who, they murdered 50 million of their own people to achieve their goal. Now, what will they do to people who don't look like them that are inferior? All Americans, black and white, are inferior to Chinese, according to the Chinese.
Oh, of course.
I believe they would have no compulsion about killing and murdering as many Americans as necessary to achieve their goal. So that's what we're looking at, and I can't say when, but I can say it's basically inevitable at some point.
I agree that it is. You know, I don't want that to be true, of course, but I do agree it is inevitable at some point in time.
Right. Well, I'd much rather ride my motorcycle to a coffee shop and have a cup of coffee than engage in war. But I'll do what I have to do to defend my family and my country.
Oh, yeah, we all will.
And I know you will also. But getting back to the one-time pad coating tool, this is simple. I'm looking at the photograph here. It's at prudentsupply.com. That's prudentsupply.com. It's a simple mechanical device. When I say mechanical, I'm not saying it has any gears and metal in it. It may have a rivet in the middle to hold the whole thing together. It looks like possibly two pieces that spin independently, one against the other. It's hard to say. From the photograph, there's not enough really detail in the photograph to really see that. I'm blowing it up here a little bit to see how this thing works. You know, it looks like laminated plastic or laminated paper, cardboard, got a camouflage background, looks like a rivet in the middle. It's got their logo on it, Prudent Supply, one-time pad coating tool, their website on it. There's a series of letters in the middle and symbols and letters. It's letters and numbers in the middle in red and letters and numbers on the outside in blue. Pretty simple device, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I finally found it. Yeah, it is fairly simple. Looks
and
like it's a fairly well-built one, too.
Yeah, well, it's not meant to withstand being put through anything harsh. But under normal use, I think this thing would last for decades. And it appears these two wheels spin independent, one independent of the other, to achieve your goal of generating these one-time pads. So, like I say, I'll be checking when the show's over here in about 40 minutes. I'll be checking to see if I did, in fact, place my order. If not, I will. And I might just go ahead and order a couple of them and then get everything else I need, the 10-sided dice, and go on from there. Here's our break. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com. Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Monday, the 20th of February. Visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, one of your products you offer at your website, the flash drive with 1,500 books and publications.
Yeah.
I'm kind of throwing you a fastball here. Do you know off the top of your head if any of them have to do any of those books and publications with encryption, decryption, that kind of thing?
I think there might be one or two in the military correspondence course section, but I'm not positive, John.
Okay. There's so much there. Well, it'd be hard to have that kind of recoil from 1,500 publications. I've got half a dozen books in my private collection for dealing with encryption and decryption and so forth. It's a fascinating area that's been going on for the millennium. You can find even back in Babylonian times, they were using encryption, weren't they?
They were. I mean, as long as war has been around, encryption has.
Absolutely, it is. Well, during the break, I verified it. In fact, already placed my order for one of the one-time pads, coding device, and so I'll be getting that here hopefully in the next few days, and I'm probably going to go ahead and get a couple of more for people I work with, and make them available. And this is, your team needs these things, really.
Yeah.
One per team should be enough, because it only takes one to generate the patch, doesn't it?
Correct. Yes.
It wouldn't hurt to have a backup, as the old saying goes, one is none and two is one. But going back to the flash drives, do you have any in stock ready for shipping?
Yeah, I've got about 16 right now ready to go.
Okay.
You know, all I got to do is throw a shipping label on them.
Well, and there's ways to protect these things. Of course, if you have any, what's all the different devices that could be used to gain access to the contents on this, Tim?
Basically, any type of computer, you know, tablet, laptop, desktop, whatever, that's got a flash drive plug on it, or USB plug, is what I meant to say.
Okay.
Basically, you know, anything that can read a PDF file, which everything can that I'm aware of.
Now, I need to expose my ignorance. Does some of these smartphones have a place to plug in a flash drive?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. That's why I asked. So anyway, if you've got a tablet or a laptop and it's protected from EMP and a way to charge the battery, protect from EMP, then that flash drive would be there ready to use for many years into the future. It's a wonderful resource. So you need to go to Tim's website at ruralsurvival.info. Check out the index. You know, as my grandmother would say, buying a pig in a poke. You can see the contents. It took a while, but you finally got everything updated to where all 1,500 publications are now listed, aren't they?
Yeah, and it comes out to about 52 pages. I mean, I would recommend somebody print out the index, but you can sure look through it on your computer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, getting back to the one-time pad coating tool. You know, Hollywood has a lot of attention paid to submarine adventures and special forces and Navy SEALs. Rarely, if ever, do they spend more than 30 to 60 seconds showing that these things even exist. It's a very rare thing. So the general public has no knowledge or awareness of these things even existing, these one-time pads, do they?
No. In fact, as you know, the whole time I've been out of the Navy, I hadn't even thought of one until you mentioned it yesterday. There's been no reason to cross my mind.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's not out there in the public domain, that's for sure.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, I verified I did order the one-time pad coating tool. I'll be checking eBay here as soon as the show's over to see if I ordered the 10-sided dice. I don't believe I did, but I'll verify that and get the 10-sided dice ordered. Typically, it's point, point, click, click, and you know, that big brown truck from UPS shows up with everything you need, doesn't it?
Yep. I hear music, buddy.
There is the music. Stay tuned. We'll be back. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm having fun working with Tim Spencer, getting new and fascinating things posted on my website under the survival and tactical gear section. It's a lot of fun finding these things and getting them posted there so you folks can find things you don't know even exist. A lot of fun. And, of course, Energy Clean, a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. If you have chronic pain, well, it will literally take over your life, won't it, Tim?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep. It will. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. If you have chronic pain, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. If you have someone that you're living with that you're concerned about and care about, and they have chronic pain, they may be putting on their best face, tough guy face or happy girl face that they can, but trust me, it's taken over their life. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. Pain mitigation, it could be arthritis pain, back pain, doesn't matter the source, and getting a great night's sleep. That's the two things we focus on. And, of course, you're risking nothing because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee with the Energy Cleaner. So check it out. I'm getting a fresh delivery tomorrow from my friend Tom Berryhill. More mattress pads coming this week from my mattress pad distributor. Ready to get all those orders out the door. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about one-time pads, you know, and the special, very unique one-time pad coating tool available from Prudent Supply. I don't sell these things. They're only $10. During the break, Tim, I ordered 5 sets of 10-sided dice for $10.49, shipping included. It's a little over $2 a piece per set. And
right.
So for not much money, for about $20, actually, if you want to get one set of the dice, I think they're $7 or $8. But for about $20 or so, you can get everything you need except the paper and a ballpoint pen to make this thing happen, right?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic deal.
Well, it is. It is. And compared to many of the other things that we could talk about when it comes to prepping, most of these things, many of them cost substantial amounts of money. We don't need to go through the list. It's pretty obvious that they do.
Right.
But to accomplish something of this nature that literally, not figuratively, literally could be a matter of life and death, to be able to send a message knowing full well that if the enemy hears it, they won't have a clue what it means.
Correct.
That's pretty significant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, John. It's very significant. I mean, how do I put this? You know, it's one of those things, either you need it or you don't, and if you need it, you desperately need it.
And here's what I can imagine. I can imagine some communist Chinese major yelling at his 21 and 22-year-old cryptologists, threatening them, blowing his top, to break the code that these barefoot American hillbillies are using.
Right. Oh, it would be a mess.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And oh,
they may have their Cray mainframe computers. They may have their advanced degrees in IT from Harvard or Yale or MIT, whatever it might be.
Right.
All of it is useless. All of it is useless against us barefoot hillbillies with a simple device and ballpoint pens and paper.
Correct. You know, one thing I learned in my reading yesterday, John, was that the recommended way to make these one-time pads is exactly the way you're saying it, doing it by hand by using a computer program to generate it. And I think the thinking behind that is your computer can be hacked. So
right.
What good does your pad do you if somebody has the key?
Exactly.
But they strongly recommend doing the, you know, creating these pads by hand, which makes sense to me.
Right. Well, it's a combination of the one-time pad coating tool, $10, shipping included.
Right.
The 10-sided dice set, which is $7 or $8 or $10, shipping included, and some paper, ballpoint pens, and time. That's
mm-hmm.
all it is. That's all it
That's
is.
Right.
Nothing. I mean, what could be more simple? It's barely more complex than trading a recipe for chocolate chip cookies with your neighbor, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. So yeah, like I said, though, John, you know, if you think about it, it's one of those things that you will never have a need for, but if you do, it'll be a desperate need. You know, that you can't live without.
That's
so,
right.
It's sort of an all or nothing deal.
That's right. That's right. Well, it'd be good to get these things in inventory. Practice doing it a couple of times. Make sure you got the paper.
Oh, definitely do that.
And supplies. You don't want to be learning this when you're under pressure. This would not be a wise thing.
No.
It's just make it the thing to do would be make it a fun hobby with your team members, is what it would be, and learn how to do it. Chances are one or two people on the team would take a greater interest than the others. And
right.
They can be the people put in charge of creating the pads. Because creating the pads will take some time and diligence. Using the pads, once you've been trained to use them, is pretty simple, isn't it?
Well, from what I've been told, I've never done it. I've seen them used, John, but I've never done it. be quite honest with you.
Well, I watched our camel guys out in the field. We'd be squatted down under the shade of a tree on a exercise with the one-time pad, receive the message, write down the message, which is encrypted, and then decrypt it using the one-time pad. And it's almost like magic, watching these random numbers, these random letters, become a message. It's a simple process. It's a marvelous process and has the potential to save a lot of lives.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And the beauty of it is us barefoot peasants here in hillbillies in the Ozarks, myself and you, all us barefoot peasants, hillbillies, we can do this. And the combined resources of National Security Agency, NSA, FBI, CIA, Communist Intelligence Services, Russian Intelligence Services, all their combined resources and knowledge and millions of dollars of equipment, highly trained technicians, are useless to try to defeat this.
Correct.
Absolutely. Doesn't get any better than that. And this is what I've been saying for years. When people express their fear of entities, say it's the communist Chinese, oh, they've got these powerful weapons. And my response has always been the following. There's always a simple, low-cost countermeasure to all their Star Wars G-Wiz technology, isn't there, Tim?
Yes, there is. That's, the more complicated they make it, the easier it is to break.
Right.
That's the truth.
Now the Taliban, we've been fighting Taliban now for, 17, 18 years in Afghanistan. These are men who can't even read and write their own language, let alone anybody else's. They're illiterate peasants. But somehow they figured out that if they use a $10 space blanket, they can defeat our $250,000 infrared technology that's trying to find them.
Right.
Infrared thermal imaging technology trying to find them.
You're correct. And
so... the Viet Cong did the same thing half a century ago. Using what was then state-of-the-art technology, we were dropping devices that looked like common plants growing in the jungle that could smell human urine and could tell the difference between human urine and monkey urine and elephant urine. Send a message back to Thailand. We would dispatch a massive multi-million-dollar B-52 full of college-educated pilots and all these wonderful high-tech weapons. In the meantime, the Viet Cong are hanging buckets full of human urine in the jungle, and we would bomb the buckets full of human urine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we wonder why the war cost so much and took so long. Yeah.
Right.
So here we got illiterate, and I've interviewed Viet Cong. These are teenage boys who cannot read or write their own language. But they figured out how to defeat the multi-million-dollar American military with sophisticated weapons and computers and technology by hanging buckets of human urine in the jungle so we'd blow them up. We've got a caller on hold here.
Yep.
Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tim. This is a fascinating stuff. I was just thinking as you right before you said it, John, about this being a the idea of a simple. There's always a simple technology to defeat a complex one. That's right. Fascinating, and it's this is why I see all these people like talking about all these potential sophisticated weapons attacks and EMP, and I'm thinking they don't need any of that. the right guy with some tools. I hope you don't mind. I just actually had a minor digression here about the current events, current happenings. I went to look on the internet this morning about what's going on with California flooding, which apparently there's going to be more of in the Northern California area now with another one of these atmospheric river storm things coming through. And I went to see what was going on. And lo and behold, I see that in San Antonio, Texas, there was a heavy storm last night. And this just goes to show you never know and be ready, type thing. And here I see that a tornado has struck San Antonio, Texas, and done, you know, have tens of thousands of people without power, and over 100 buildings damaged in this one area, north of 10, less than 10 miles from my parents. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm on the phone talking to my parents, and thank God they actually are fine, but they were awfully close to what could have been, you know, devastating. You know, there's, you know, 10 miles, less than 10 miles across town, there's devastation. So thank God for, you know, for that. You know, they missed them this time. But it just goes, yeah, to, you know, show you, you never know, you know, and, you know, to be ready for something as unexpected as that, you know.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
There's still tens of thousands of people without power down there, and they're working on that. But they'd even bent, power, high tension wire tower over and stuff like that. So
right. Well, usually a compact area like that, they'll get power restored in 2 to 3 days, typically. So
yeah, exactly. Expect that.
That's good. Okay. Well,
so that was a surprise to the thing. Look, yep. Take care. Looks like California is in for more trouble, though. Take care, guys.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Well, I'm always so happy to find something. When I first got my hands on one of these one-time pads, and I still have an Army issue one-time pad, by the way.
Oh, neat.
In my collection. I immediately began a quest, and it hasn't been something I've spent a lot of time on, but something always been in the back of my mind. How in the world can I get my hands on a way to generate these things? Well, now we have it.
Mm-hmm.
We have it. And this is even a better code than the Bible code, because you can break the Bible code, can't you?
Yep, yeah, you can.
That takes very sophisticated computers that, say, 30 years ago, I would say would be safe, did not exist. The computer power, computing power to break the Bible code.
Well, 30 years ago, John, what they were doing what they called one pass on the Tor codes, and they weren't wrapping the searches. But now, with the newer computers, they can do that easily, and that's the reason the Tor codes are coming out with are so much more complex. But you're right, 30 years ago, they couldn't do it like they do now.
No. That's another fascinating area we don't have time to get into because of time restrictions. But, I know there's lots of private teams out there, typically related by blood and marriage, or men and women who've known each other for many years through friendship or work or school. It doesn't matter. That they have agreements, private agreements between themselves, that during a crisis they will help and protect each other. And that's where the one-time padding, that's where the one-time pad coding tools come in. That's where they come in. And the 10-sided die sets come in. A caller and hold here, Tim. We got Eric in Missouri. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Eric.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was just listening to your encryption on... I was thinking there was a lot of this in World War II over in the Pacific Theater. Did you ever hear about any of that?
There's two parts to that. One is what the Americans used, which was Native Americans and the code talkers. In fact, the last code talker died. And then in both theaters, the British managed to capture the Enigma machine off a German submarine. And that was before the United States got involved. And
Go ahead, John. Well, I'd say this is a little different. What I'm trying to say here is we had guys on Mindanao, and when the Philippines were overrun by the Japanese, and they used they have an SOI and an SS. The SOI was signal operating instructions, and then you had simple substitutions if you didn't have that pamphlet of the SOI. And what they would do is say it was me talking to you over radio in the clear, and I knew you personally, John. Right. And what I wanted to do is get communication to you that the Japanese would have trouble encrypting or decoding. And what I would do is, over the years that we knew each other, there were certain things that we did, and I would give you, it's pretty hard to explain, you know, in a short amount of time. But anyway, we would come up and say, hey, we went to this place in at this certain time. There's only things that would be that you would know and I would know.
Right.
And you would write these down. I would send numbers, and the numbers would correspond with letters, and it would be random. And you would only be the one that would knew it.
Right.
You understand what I'm trying to say? And that would be a simple substitution. Until you figure that out, then I would send you another one that would where we could meet. Where when we met, then we'd have a SOI. I would give you an SOI like your pamphlets that you or your cards that you would be one time deal. And then, like, it would be like 666, the number 666, or 444, or 333. Say 333 was a meeting place at a certain time on a certain day. Well, you would only know that. That would be a three. Nobody could ever break that code.
No.
Okay, and then it would be numbers to that.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Eric, let's wrap up your comments here so we move on.
Yeah, we'll just make this quick, John. It's amazing on some books that you can read to have a lot of things in it that you wouldn't think would be useful. You ever run into that reading books?
Of course.
Well, anyway, this is not a promotional or nothing, but get the book Behind the Lines. I don't know if you remember the author of that. Behind the Lines, it's a core book of the Marine Corps. Okay. And it will. There's a lot in there of what you're saying on encryption.
Okay, good.
And I think it's W. E. B. Griffin is the author of the Behind the Lines. And if somebody can get that and listen and read it, or get it on tape and listen, you can learn a lot from that book about what it'd be like to be behind the lines, because it's a fascinating book. But that's where I've learned a lot of that,
okay.
And it sounds a lot like what you're all talking to, John. But I appreciate your time. You and Tim have a good day.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate your call.
Bye.
No time for any more calls here. Tim, I'm going to have an extra set of 10-sided dice. I'm going to drop them in the mail to you.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. And you can have that, and you got your own team over there that you work with, and you can be generating your own one-time pads with the assistance of the 10-sided dice set.
Right.
This is important, ladies and gentlemen. Tim's not normally on Monday mornings, but this is one of those we interrupt this program types of moments when, for my generation, we learned that when the announcer said, "We interrupt this program," stop everything.
Yeah.
It happened a lot in the 60s.
Sure did.
We interrupt this program. Get one of these things. Seriously. Get one of these things from Prudent Supply. I don't sell this stuff. PrudentSupply.com does. The 10-sided dice or an Amazon matter that anybody can get their hands on cheaply. It's really nice to find something that can literally save lives, is very effective, unbreakable encryption, and costs almost no money. You need a $20 bill, you're going to have money left over to maybe buy a cup of coffee at the Cherryville store for 50 cents. So,
there you go.
And which you can, by the way, get a cup of coffee at the Cherryville store for 50 cents for Tim, with free refills.
Yep. Forgot about the free refills part. I've ducked in there several times for a cup of coffee, but I'm never hang around for the refills.
Very pleasant people, and it's a country store. Final words, Tim. We're about to wrap this up here, less than 60 seconds.
Okay, I'd like to invite folks to listen to Lori's and my show on Saturdays right here on RBN from 10 a.m. until noon. We've been having a great time. Our numbers just keep going up and up. And lots of callers, lots of internet, interesting topics. So give us a listen, folks. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. We'll be talking privately soon, I'm sure. Appreciate you being with us.
All right. Thank you, John.
Okay. Tim Spencer, ruralsurvival.info. Tomorrow we'll have Leon Green with us, hour two. Hour one, kind of open at the moment. Meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.